Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
An active week. We started with Brandon Cooks being traded. Laremy Tunsil extended. Then the Texans brought in Dalton Schultz. Then they brought in Devin Singletary. Then we had the C.J. Stroud pro day. Then we had the Bryce Young pro day. Today we got the Will Levis pro day. We got Texas and Houston in action. Next week the Final Four comes to town. There is a lot going on around here. We only got 4 hours of time to get into it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Happy best day of the week, my friends.
I feel like you forgot to mention something.
What's that?
So go through the big week again. What, your big week?
We had a Laremy Tunsil.
Okay, Figgy, help me out here.
Extension. We had a Brandon Cooks trade. We had Dalton Schultz signed. We had Devin Singletary said, I forgot to mention Denzel Perryman. Denzel Perryman.
That's not it, I don't think.
Signed as well. And we had the
Cougs and Longhorns.
We had the Cougs and Longhorns today.
Yeah.
Active week. Such Figgy, little time to get to.
Figgy, I feel like we're missing something here.
Yeah, I think we're missing something too, man.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, yeah. I feel like the wedding quota's been met with the seven segments Lopez has done. I'm trying. I feel like the wedding quota has been met.
What's right,
the quick little
all right,
wedding?
B.O.B. Only focused on sports.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay focused on the task at hand.
What seven segments? Seven segments that I do on the wedding.
3.5.
2.
2.5. 3 if you count Sean doing the segments too.
Well, that was Sean.
But like y'all's weddings. Much more exciting.
All right, let's get to it here. So you got married yesterday.
I did. It was lovely. Shout out to the Judge Garcia.
Yeah.
It was great, man.
Yeah.
Day of Destiny, 3/23. One of the best days of my life. It's going to be one of the best days of the year moving forward. Very smooth, very stress-free.
Yeah.
No Bridezilla stuff.
Yeah.
It's a smooth process.
Invitation got lost in the mail.
No one wants to go to a courthouse.
Figgy, how was it? Did you go?
I didn't go.
No one's going to a courthouse.
You didn't go?
I felt like he wanted to keep this super in-house.
Why?
So, just smooth.
I respect that.
Just
you
smooth.
Do?
Just nice and smooth.
And then I feel like we're burying a big part of this story here. So you got married yesterday. Congratulations.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Congrats to you. Congrats to Holly. You're spending your honeymoon with Figgy and me.
I feel like you're bearing a bigger part of this story. As I was shopping for wedding rings, I came up with a big shot, one of the biggest shots of all. So
Steph Curry with the shot.
Steph Curry with the shot. there's going to be a baby in August. Uh-huh. So who the hell wants to go on their honeymoon when they're pregnant?
You still go on
their honeymoon. Who the hell wants to go on their honeymoon pregnant? Hell no. We don't want to. We'll probably do something like that next year
mm-hmm.
after the baby's out. Maybe around 323 next year.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to go on a honeymoon when they're pregnant.
The good thing is y'all stuck together forever, so you got time to do it.
Look, weddings, the one thing about weddings is I see them and sometimes, I mean, they look magical. You've put on some magical weddings. Sean put on magical weddings. Sometimes they just look a little, they look a little stressful. They look a little inconvenient. We're moving into a new home in June. Mm-hmm. Just purchased a new home.
All right.
We got the baby
didn't
coming.
Didn't get that news either.
We got the baby coming in August. Figgy knew.
okay, Figgy knew. Good.
I think Sean knew.
Congratulations, Figgy.
I think you're out of town.
Oh, Sean knew.
I think you're out of town with that happened.
Figgy and Sean knew. Wow, really happy for them. That's just fantastic. That's just dandy.
And then the baby's coming in August, man.
Yeah.
Like during camp. So.
So baby, we found out. Okay. House didn't say a thing. Marriage didn't say a thing. Fantastic. That's just, I'm happy for you. I'm really, really happy for you. Congratulations on the new house, by the way.
That's
are you seeing the trend?
I am definitely seeing a trend.
And I kind of want to cut Landry some slack here. I feel like he don't tell a lot of stuff. He keep a lot of stuff to himself.
He opens his mouth about everything.
Do we?
What do you mean? Who did I not tell? I just Lopez
his personal
didn't
stuff?
Lopez was out. You were out. I told Sean I'm getting a house.
Landry talks and has an opinion and shares information about everything except with me.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, we got some evidence. We got some evidence.
But the house.
When did you tell me about your new house?
I didn't. I told Figgy.
So you got the house?
Yeah, I mean, we've.
Okay, I didn't know that part.
They called up yesterday trying to confirm the employment, so I think they just have to tell. But yeah, the house is coming in June. It's not even built yet.
Well, I'm just.
Oh, nice.
I'm just really, really.
It's
really, really happy
it's
for you, man.
It's in the process.
I didn't know that part.
That's a monumental.
I knew he was looking for a house.
It's a monumental moment, monumental achievement.
Just staying focused, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Momentum.
You're focused on Figgy and Sean.
Momentum, baby. You were out. I don't go around talking about the house.
I was out.
I haven't.
I was out.
I haven't.
I get texts from Landry all day, every day. All day, every day.
Now, it's not just you because he ain't telling he was going to be out yesterday.
Until after the show. And he had to be pried out of him.
And our boss told us.
Yeah, he's like, I'm getting married tomorrow. Oh, congrats. Thrilled. That is super.
No, I think the element of it being smooth is great. Like, I think it doesn't minimize, like, getting married. But I think the element of not throwing a big wedding, I just think it kind of adds to, like, the way that it's done. I'm glad that, like, no stress was projected. And I just tried to make it, like, as smooth as possible. She set it up.
Let me see the ring.
The ring gets in Tuesday.
Okay.
This is just a little black thing. This ain't anything to really look at. It's just a little thing on the to have something for.
I'm happy for you, man. I'm looking at you. Y'all look pretty good, man. You dressed up. I'm glad you're
on the 832. People talking about people go on baby moons. I'm not traveling.
Yeah.
We're halfway home, man. We're 18 weeks. I saw the baby yesterday. By the way, little concerned that this baby's gonna look like freaking Shaq,
yeah.
two centimeters above the average right now.
Hey.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to be too tall, but hey, she might be. Yeah.
I'm just so happy for you. I am just so happy. In fact, you know, as soon as I did find out about the wedding, late, you know, well after the fact,
nobody knew.
I'm so thrilled that
Seth just congratulated me. Wade Smith just congratulated me.
I'm so thrilled that I immediately sent you a present.
You did.
I immediately sent him a present.
And it meant a lot to me.
I would have sent you a housewarming present, but you know.
The house is not. Do you know what it's like to get a house? Look, they're acting like we're still going through some sort of process, but then they're giving you updates and stuff. The house stuff just kind of comes. I haven't brought it up. I brought it up twice.
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Come on.
Slime me.
Come on.
The award might be named after this. What am I with you 4 or 5 years? Hey, I heard you're getting married. after the wedding or after the fact. Oh, you got a new house? Cool. Nobody knew that. Well, Figgy and Sean did.
Well, I didn't know about the new house. I knew he was looking for a house.
You didn't know it was confirmed.
I didn't know it was confirmed.
Still.
Well, they're acting like it's not, but I think, it's all but done, man.
Yeah.
They just have to confirm the appointment. So, yeah, Slime Off nominee.
Boy, I just
kept it to myself, man.
Just couldn't be happier, man. Couldn't be happier.
I thought you knew I was getting a house.
Yeah, no, I didn't. You didn't tell me. I can go through all your texts, hundreds of them. Hundreds of the texts that I get from you. I can go through those.
How many times have I texted you about the house, Viggy?
You never texted me. Yeah.
Zero.
I don't think we ever text anything personal, like personal-wise. We always talk in front of each other.
Yeah. But yeah, you just do that face-to-face. That's what you do. That's right. You do that face-to-face. Like I'm getting married. That's a face-to-face thing. Except with me. You know, I'm getting a new house, man. After all these years, that's a face-to-face thing. I'm sure Sean and Figgy appreciated it.
By the way, do we have a slime off? Because the 620.
Don't you do that ploy again.
Hey, this is their words, not mine.
Don't you do that ploy again.
They say Landry has a lot of great happenings, and the OG is making it about himself.
It is about me.
And the OG is making it about himself.
It is. That's not a slime ball move. That's not a slime ball move.
This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me. Crap.
It's a word on the street,
man. And then you're spending your honeymoon with Figgy and me.
The honeymoon's next March.
I'm sure you came in for Figgy.
The honeymoon's next March. I'm not coming in for either one of you guys. I can promise. I'm not coming in either one of you guys. Like coming in for either one of you guys. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Neither one.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
That's look, man. Like I like the way this is laid out. I like this the way this is laid out.
Oh, I love it.
We're trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
Trying to get married. It's all just coming up perfect.
Perfect.
It's all coming up perfect.
Just the way you planned. Just the way you planned it.
I think you might have heard John Phillips, man.
I do have a story.
You know how the house is? The house is a process. I have not brought it up. I've gone and visited it a couple times. They're putting in the wall, the walls. It's not official. I just told Sean, hey, I might move here. I told Figgy, and I haven't brought it up since. They called yesterday, like the feds. They call in here trying to see if I work here. That's it. I don't talk about the house yet.
So technically it's not set in stone because some stuff could go wrong.
They took a hell of a lot of money for it not to be set in stone.
Well, okay, so it's a deal. It's a deal.
Yes.
Thrilled for you. That's a great big moment in your life.
Also used some money towards the house that would have gone towards a wedding.
Okay. Well, that was smart. That was smart.
Go. Very smart.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of slime off votes.
Yeah, for you.
No, I am. For me.
You did remind me of a story, though. Can I tell you a story?
Always.
Yeah. Tell me a story, OG.
So you're spending your honeymoon with Figgy and I. It reminded me in 1985 when I got married. So the Southwest Conference basketball tournament was the next week.
1985.
Yeah. And I walked into Shelby Metcalf's office. Shelby Metcalf was the basketball coach for the Aggies, and I was covering the team at the time. And I said, well, Shelby, I just want you to know I'm getting married Saturday. I mean, I told him.
I told y'all yesterday.
Shelby,
2 days ago.
I told him well before. I said, Shelby, I just want
this
you
is to- not like a – we. It was a – let's be honest. We tried to do it a week ago. We went
oh,
in,
did you?
It, like 2 weeks ago. We went in, it didn't happen, and then it just happened to work out.
Oh, so you weren't going to tell us anything about that one.
Oh, you make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah, sure. So
it's
I natural. Said, Shelby, just want you to know I'm getting married Saturday, but I will be back on Wednesday. Maybe it was Thursday. I'll be back on Thursday for the conference tournament, for your first game in the conference tournament. And he leaned back in his chair, and he rubbed his face, and he is a hillbilly from way back from East Texas. And he looked at me, and he goes, John, I hope you're not cutting short your honeymoon for basketball. Because if you are, there's either something I don't know about basketball or something you don't know about honeymoons. So,
look, it's one of the best days of my life. It was a smooth day.
Yeah.
What made it even better was it was just really smooth. That's what made it even better. It just was really, really smooth. It was perfect. And got a lot of exciting stuff going on. It all shapes
it's a good
up.
Feeling for it. It's a good feeling for it to be official,
oh,
man.
Oh,
official,
be over.
Smooth, official. Yep. Awesome. If she would have wanted to have a big wedding, we would have had a big wedding, but we was just a smooth thing.
It's even better when y'all both on the same page with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
I can relate.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. On the text line, I mean, I'm getting some slime slime love here.
Slime love?
Slime hate, whatever you want to call it. 713, I think Landry is showing that he's not really friends with Figgy and Lopez. That's harsh. That's really harsh. Goodness gracious. So we'll have the slime off at 120. I'm going to be going against Carol.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be going against Carol. I'm going to be going against Mad Dog Russo. We'll just let Lopez sit this one out. You can sit this one out.
Oh, my gosh. Great day, man. Great day.
I feel like you're really mad at me about this.
Great day. No, man. Great day.
The house? You're mad about the house? I didn't go around telling people I got a house. I don't even think anyone in this building knows I got a house.
Sean and Figgy did.
Sean and Figgy knew because they were here when I was doing the house.
I knew he was looking for a house. I don't even know where you moving to. I don't even know what area, anything.
Oh, he ain't going to tell you. Well, he won't tell me.
Start down the road.
Yeah.
Spring Branch.
Okay.
Spring Branch, right there. Yeah. Built.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you've been to my house.
My house isn't up yet. House isn't even built. Isn't even built. A lot can go wrong. All right, so we have a slime off. Might be a
You having a housewarming party?
I'll have a housewarming party.
Yeah, you and Sean are invited.
I'll have a housewarming party.
You, Landry, Sean.
Everyone will be invited.
The whole gang. Well, maybe not the whole gang.
By the way, we haven't closed on the house yet. Trying to minimize the stress. Minimize the stress, man. That's the whole point. Minimize the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Want the baby to come into a stress-free environment. Stress-free. By the way, the baby already knows to be born before football season. So,
well, that was good.
There, yeah. She knows what's up. So there we go. Getting a lot of advice on homes. Don't get a pool. Okay. Thank you very much.
It depends on how much time you're going to spend doing it. I had a pool advice. For decades. It was great.
There's a community pool. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's a community pool. That's so good. It should be good. Right in the middle. Yeah. Coming up.
Y'all should have a great time there.
A potential Nick Caserio Patriots collaboration that could break the internet, plus the path to Will Anderson being a member of the Houston Texans. In the Loop continues next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.